Ashutosh, you're going through a dip, and then it sounds like you're again creating clients and picking up, right? What's happening and what's working out for you?
Oh, I think I just let go of a lot of things. And just, I was just doing the work. And a lot of, I think I have worked very much less in the last 2, 3 weeks, but results are showing up. And I'm taking more action intuitively. And even people are more reaching out to me. Just, oh, people from the past just reaching out to me that I want to have a conversation. Even yesterday, like someone reached out to me, and today we had a conversation, and she was asking me from her side, ki, oh, do you have any group coaching program?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
What does your next level look like from here?
Next level, as
In your business,
in terms of clients, in terms of money.
you tell me what comes to your mind when I ask that question. I'm gonna ask you to pause for a moment and allow yourself to internalize and think. For everyone, when I ask someone a question, consider that I'm asking you the question as well. That's one of the approach you can take here. Or you can be inactive and see, I'm just asking Ashutosh some questions. Or you can just imagine that you are sitting in front of me. And when I say Ashutosh, I'm saying Chavi or Shruti or Manvi, whatever your name is. And I'm asking you the question. This is one of the ways on how you can make out even effective results while not even being in the limelight. And that's one of the hacks in life. You don't need to be sitting in front of coach or a mentor, if you know how to create results just through your own internal commitment. When I ask Ashutosh, what's your next level in the business? Maybe I'm asking him only. Maybe I'm asking you. Go on, Ashutosh.
Yeah, for me, in the next level looks like more flow and ease. Just flow and ease. And rather than, I think for me, it's like more, the more important than like for the basic part where like reaching out 5 people or DMing people. It just came to me that for me, more important is if like I'm going to do a 30-day challenge, and for me it's just taking out 10 minutes and then doing intuitively in those 10 minutes, whether I just reach out to one people or whether I reach out to 5 people, whether I send 5 connection requests, but just take out those 10 minutes and then do what I just feel like doing.
Very interesting. Are you open to some crazy idea around this?
Yeah.
What if it's not 10 minutes? What if it's 24 hours in a day? How would that look like, living intuitively 24 hours a day? Did you see the discomfort?
It's more like yeah.
This is us pushing those boundaries. Who here noticed Ashutosh breathing? Just the moment I said, what if it's 24 hours? That's the signal that we are trying to push the boundaries. Right now, so far, your brain is allowing you to feel okay with 10 minutes of intuitiveness and not knowing what you want to be doing. I asked, what if we stretch that? What if we live with this zone of not knowing what to do and trusting that intuition will take over? That's like pushing the boundaries. I don't know. I'm just playing around and we'll see. I don't know. Something is being put in your head right now. Share with me what's coming up to you after 1 or 2 days. Something will come up.
Yeah, I think I would actually enjoy it more. I would enjoy and love it more. It's just that, yeah, right now I cannot make sense of how it will look like, but that's okay.
Yeah, something to allow your awareness to be flowing around.
Yeah, I can just play around with the question.
Good.